In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He was, and is, and always shall be.
Speaking to three of us, of the three of us, two of us, Father Peter and I, earlier today, as we all know, we're in the process of a project where we are beautifying our sanctuary. And we're probably not quite halfway done. And every day or every other day, whenever we go in there, we're looking at the next thing that needs to be done and looking at all sorts of different materials that will be installed in the flooring and the carpet and the different things that will be done. And today, as we were considering a few things, we wanted to look in the altar area at something on the altar table. And as I walked in there, I realized, even though several weeks ago we moved everything out of there and all sorts of things are being stored there, just how different and striking it was to walk into the altar area in the condition that it's in. And it is so unfamiliar to me, as I'm sure it is to any individual and certainly anyone who is a clergyman who serves in an altar. Because we're so used to, and more importantly, we so much desire to have especially the altar area clean and neat and in order. Everything in its place, everything clean. Some of us are better at that than others, but nonetheless, it is each and every one of us as a clergyman's responsibility to maintain orderliness and cleanliness in the altar especially. And so seeing it in the condition that it's in really struck me today for the first time, even though I've been in and out of there quite a bit over the last month. It really struck me just how dust here and this and that and the other. So really how much work we have to do once we're back in there to get it back to order. But it made me think of what Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians in the epistle reading that we will hear tomorrow. Tomorrow being the Sunday of the Canaanite woman. And this is a gospel passage that we don't always hear every year, but I think because of the date, of Pascha being late this year, there's a few added gospel messages during this period of time, pre-Lent. And we typically hear this gospel passage of the Canaanite woman in July. I believe it might be attached with not Elias the prophet, but Marina. I'm not sure, but one of the saints there in July. But the epistle reading that Paul speaks about is what I was thinking about when I was walking into the altar today. And it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. It starts with a very familiar verse. Hopefully it is to all of us. Brethren, you are the temple of the living God. And God said, I will live in them and move among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And then the last verse says, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit and make holiness perfect in the fear of God. You see, that's indeed a primary or an essential goal, if you will, for us as followers of Christ is first to recognize that we are created in His image and likeness. We are endowed with the Holy Spirit even before we're born, but certainly once we enter into this world at our baptism. And so it is our obligation, it is our desire, or it should be our desire, and it is our obligation, just as it is for us as clergy to keep the altar clean and orderly and properly appointed and all these things. It's the very same and even more for us because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us this. We understand this. We hear it in other places. It's our obligation. We fall short of that, of course. But it makes it no less an obligation and should be a joyous obligation and desire to maintain our temple, to keep our house clean, to keep and to strive to resist that which clutters and soils and overcomes or overtakes or fills up that is destructive, that is detrimental, that is harmful to the temple of our bodies. And so these are words that Paul speaks to the church in Corinth, who was, as we know, themselves dealing with many struggles and even defilements of body. And so it's no surprise that Paul shared these words with the church in Corinth, but it's no less meaningful to us today. So let us remember these, keep this in mind, seek out daily confession, daily repentance, daily cleansing, and plan out to keep the temples of our bodies, the temples of the Holy Spirit in us, free from all of these defilements and all of these distractions and things that are harmful to us that attack us. So may the Holy Spirit give us the strength to do so, the wisdom to know that this is important for us and how to do this and the path to follow all the days of our lives. Amen. Amen.